listen easy. You can hear God calling.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruce@bruceallen.com, and you can follow me at Twitter at Bruce Allen. I guess the Democratic Convention is going on. Let's not talk about that. Instead, it is time for the men's room. And Wayne Levine is our regular for the men's room. He was away on vacation, a rare absence from our show. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMenCoaching.com in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMenCoaching.com's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Hello, Bruce.
How was your recent vacation?
I didn't want to come back.
Well, I understand that. Unlike my recent trip where I couldn't wait to get back. 3,000 miles cross-country with your son in a very loaded car is not an easy task, but we did it. He is in his dorm room in Boston, Mass. He is doing orientation and starting school on Monday, and I was very happy to get on that plane to fly home.
One down,
one to go, for
sure. That's right.
So my column this week is called The Longest Day, and I know you read it and perused it and memorized it, as you usually do.
I thought it was called The Longest Column.
Oh,
please, go ahead,
okay. No, it wasn't. The Longest Column is going to be the nearly 10,000 words I've written about my recent trip. It will probably not be a column. It may, in fact, be an e-book, because I have so many photos and videos, and you can have these things be interactive now, which is really, I think, should be fun to do. But the real theme beneath The Longest Day, which, of course, was a great movie about D-Day, hence the title. The real theme, I think, is how our lives are very, very busy, most of us. I mean, we make choices. We don't have to be that busy. Or overwhelmed is really what I observe a lot. My wife is always telling me, I mean, literally always, at the end of the day, how tired she is. And I know she's not alone. I feel tired a lot of the time, and I was on sensory overload during this trip. It was a 12-day trip in which I averaged maybe 4 to 5 hours of sleep per night, the first 8 days of which were in a different bed each night. So I was certainly quite tired. But I'm wondering, how do you feel about the complexity of our lives, and how does it affect you, and what are you seeing it as a good and bad thing in our society these days?
Well, that's an enormous question that I couldn't possibly answer.
I could ask you the meaning of life instead.
It was close. I will say that, you know, I talk about the importance of having nuts, non-negotiable, unalterable terms, and when we talk to the men about it, it's about these are the things that define you as a man, the things that you're committed to. And you are responsible for determining what those are. And what happens all the time is that men, women, we don't take responsibility. We're not conscious to the choices that we're making.
Or the boundaries that we do or don't put up, which is really another way of describing it, wouldn't you say?
That's right.
Yeah.
And not having those strong boundaries, we'll say yes to things that we shouldn't. Or will please, because that's an unresolved issue that we have in our lives about being a pleaser, and all of a sudden we're overwhelmed. I could not wait for my vacation, because I knew I needed to take some time to reevaluate how I was handling and managing my time, because I too have been very tired lately. And you know, one thing leads to another. You try to do what's best. You try to build your business. You do what's best for your kids. You want to coach them. You want to, you know, volunteer in your community. You want to do all these things, and then all of a sudden, you realize I can't get enough sleep. I'm dragging each day. It's affecting me physically. It's affecting me emotionally, and I don't know what to do about it.
And so, given that you talk about these nuts and these boundaries, where were you not putting up the right boundaries that allowed you to get to this state where you really, really needed a vacation versus just wanted it?
Yeah, well, you know, as we get into new territory, we're not quite sure what we're up to. And we're doing our best, and we're trying to find our way. And I was getting tired around the choices I was making around work and marketing my work and not paying attention or thinking that I could handle the schedule that I've created for myself. Until I realized that, well, you know, I'm a little older than I used to be, and it turns out I can't handle that schedule that way. I have to find a smarter way of working. And it took me a little break to be able to get some perspective. And I think a lot of good people who are doing really good things lose sight, and they start not taking care of themselves. And, you know, as Billy Joel said in one of his songs, you know, do what's good for you or you're not good for anybody.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? So the time out you took for yourself did give you a better idea of how to go forward?
Well, it sort of brought the levels down. You know, I was vibrating in my body. You know, I wasn't grounded. I was, you know, the RPMs just kept going. They wouldn't stop, you know, in my mind and my body. So I needed that break just to calm down, because once I'm centered, once I know where I need to be, I can start seeing things more realistically. I can start asking for help. I can start figuring out the solutions.
And men ask for help?
The smarter men ask for help. The men who have been introduced to the value of it, the men who either were taught that when they were growing up or were fortunate enough to run into some people along the way who instilled in them the importance of asking for help. And that's, you know, that's obviously one of the cornerstones of the work that we do with the men. It's all about asking for help. It's about not doing any of the important things in our lives alone, including parenting and all the other important decisions that we need to make.
Aren't we taught that we should be able to do it all ourselves?
Yeah, boys are, men are. Yeah. Yeah, well, that's you in Hollywood. Thank you.
Yeah. So tell me the one area, if you can, that you, prior to this recent vacation, that you felt was most out of control.
In my life?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the real issue has been the things that burning the candle on both ends in terms of the day, doing early morning networking events and speaking gigs and still having to work until 8:30, 9 o'clock at night with the men's groups.
Were you neglecting exercise and diet?
Yes.
Okay, because I know that when I was still in your men's group, which I was for so very long and got so much from it, you went through a whole diet change and you were pretty darn rigorous about it. Not especially to lose weight, you just wanted to feel better. And
right.
So were you getting lazy about those things too?
A little lazy, but more in terms of not getting enough sleep. Hmm. And there's no substitute for sleep, and I couldn't make it up. And so everything starts to fall because, you know, your schedule overwhelms you, and things, you get lazy around diet, you get lazy around exercise. So, you know, I'm glad to see some of those pounds go, but more importantly, it's about recommitting to the discipline of the exercise and what I'm putting in my body.
I understand. The trip for me put a big challenge on both my eating habits, because I've gone vegan in the last few months, but more so as far as getting any exercise. I was able to actually maintain my eating pretty good. It did mean skipping a meal here and there, which of course is not a good thing to do, but I never felt particularly famished. But exercise on this particular trip was hard. So sometimes you have to just let go of the things you want, knowing that it's only temporary.
Yes, it's well, the more restrictions you put on your diet, the more difficult it becomes, especially when you leave the metropolitan areas, for sure.
Mm. Well, that was there were a lot of fast food places.
Mm-hmm.
We saw there were like two things I noticed a lot on the road: a lot of cell phone towers.
Right.
I mean, I'd never really seen how many there were, and a whole lot of trucks. Oh gosh, the trucks. And they were scary. They don't drive the nice way they used to. Listen, we're out of time, Wayne.
Yes. I'm happy to do that quick thing.
You know what I was asking.
Well, our men's weekend, our annual retreat, is coming up October 19th through 21 in Santa Barbara. And it is an event that men should not miss. We're having guys coming off from all over the country. It's going to be quite an event, and you can find out about that at bettermencoaching.com.
As well as about your book and your individual coaching and your men's groups.
And my book, which is now on audible.com, and it is fantastic.
Ah, good to hear. I know you were working on it, and it was a long time in coming. So
yes,
thank you, Wayne. Good to talk to you again, and we will be back with Pastor Drew Sams after these short messages.
He was the kind of man that would gamble on luck, look you in the eye and never back up. But I saw him a-crying like a little whip pup because of love. Can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, but like the wind that covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called